obulamu n'amazima era bwe tubeera n'obunafu mu mubiri
gwaffe
ye mubeezi atujjanjabira
nja
kusaba obuuze ku muganda
wo
osobola n'otutambulamuko omwagalize okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga kwe tugendamu okulungi asobole okukutegeerera ddala era kwongere eri
abalala
era musabire omwoyo omutukuvu
eyongere
okuba nga atuulira ddala mu ye bakole wamu naye era wamu n'ejjira bamalayika limwegatteko okusobola ate okuweereza naye muganda we oyo mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu era nga tujjukira nti kitaffe ye oyo w'omuggulu yatwagala ennyo
bwatiokuwaayo
n'awaayo omwana we omwomwagalwa ne tulokokera nno ku ye nga leero singa si lwa kristo tetwandirokoseewo naye mukama atuwadde ekisa ati nno ne tuyinza okulokoka nga leero yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda twagala kulabika nga tugenda mu maaso ne saavisi yaffe esooka
netulabira
okuyitibwa endagaano n'ekitiibwa kya mukama ogwanga lya uganda mulembe guno gwa
ed
waba ebyali ku ggwanga lya isirayiri
ebiro
biri ebya bc naye nga tugenda okugenda mu kuyitibwa kuno
nga
tusseemu oluyimba lw'eggwanga ekitiibwa
n'akalanga
akakajja okuddiira oyinza obutayimba kabakuyimbirenaye naawe eyimba oyinza otuuka ku mukolo omulala noba nga
tobimanyiubaga
mwabalina okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga mujje mutuyimbiremu
oluyimba lw'eggwanga call of the nation to sing the national anthem.
Otuka wali eri ne bikubula ku matama.
You reach there and you struggle to sing it.
Kali katuluulire ekitondo ekyo.
Hear this part.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda
tugenda
kuba tuolekera okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lyaffe lya uganda tusuubira amawanga mangi agagendera okwenyumiriza mu kuyitibwa kuno tulina akalango ketutera okukozesa awo mukama yakatugambako ng'agamba amawanga mangi gagenda kuba nga gasanyukira okuyitibwa kuno era nga gabadde
galindiridde
so nga tukola okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga ojjawulira amaloboozi
agagalibwaza
nga bwowulira akayimba akotegeka ekitabo kyo ekyokuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya uganda mulimu gwa katonda ogusembayo ku nsi
kunoasinziira
mu kkula lya afurika
obubaka
bwanjawulo okuva eri kitaffe w'omu ggulu
eri
amawanga gonna tusinziira mu mulembe omupya
tulina
okumanya katonda okujjudde bwonaalaba ku vidiyo etandika bwetyo
ng'omanyiinti
zatandise okufuluma
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with the new generation with the full knowledge of God, International Ministries in Zena, Kampala, Uganda.
bannaffe bangi abatulindiridde abalinda kimu kyabike
bwabisibawulire
okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga nti kutuuse kuba babadde bakulinda ebbanga
lyonna
balyoke balaba essanyu lyabwe nga lituukirira. Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo. So n'olwekyo ng'oggya ekitabo kyo
when you get out your book,
tetuwandikamu okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lyaffe lya Uganda,
the call of our nation Uganda,
yakusaba oyimuke ku bigere byo twongere okussaamu kitaffe ekitiibwa.
I request you stand on our feet, we honor our Father,
kitaffe ow'omu ggulu,
the Father in heaven,
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
omu n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu,
together with the Holy Spirit,
n'eggye bamalayika lyatuweereza
armies of angels is sent to serve us,
okuweereza wamu naffe,
to serve together with us,
mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu,
in the name of the Lord Jesus,
baaka ebigambo byewesabira,
do you pray for yourself somewhere,
byosabira Uganda,
which you pray for Uganda,
n'amawanga gonna ag'omu
nsi, and all the nations of the world,
kitaffe omuyinza w'ebintu byonna,
Father Almighty,
tukugulumiza,
we glorify you,
tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo,
give you the glory and honor,
tukwebaza olw'akaseera akalungi k'otuwadde,
thank you for the good moment you've given us,
tumanyi nga gwe kitaawe w'amawanga gonna ag'omu nsi,
of all nations of the world,
era bw'atugamba Matayo 23:9,
told us in Matthew 23:9,
temubanga ne kitammwe omulala ku nsi,
do not have any other father on earth,
kubanga kitammwe ali omu ali mu ggulu,
Father is one in heaven,
taata emyoyo gyonna egy'omu nsi,
Father all souls of the world,
gwe kitaawe waagyo,
you are their father,
kubanga twawulira mu Ibulaniya 12,
the Hebrews 12,
olunyo olw'omwenda,
verses 9, that you are the Father of all spirits,
it is Ezekiel 18:3,
Ezekiel 18:3,
you speak that all souls are
yours, thank
you Lord of lords,
King of kings,
all the spirits in the entire world,
all the creation in different
nations, the tribes, nations
and languages,
we thank you for them, King
of
kings, who is the offspring you want to take back
home,
in the kingdom of heaven, you are the
kingdom of heaven,
ndo kuita mpitwa kwegwanga
lino the call of this nation
kuteka teka manga gonna
ndo
kunda kwa mkama wa Yesu apita munjiri yo bwaka baka bwa katonda
no
butukirifu
ndo
bwaka baka bwa mugu
iranga
tuzimbe kanisa
we
batukuvubo
kwetu
lesi yonna tukusabye kitafwa mize bitu
yonna
ndo kusaba mkama wa Yesu kwa moyo wa mutukufu atukule mbere mu kuteka teka manga gonna na nafu wetu teka teka
to prepare ourselves
era tusabijira bamalaika abatukuvu
okuteka
teka
okuteka
teka manga gonna era nokukola wamu nafu omulimu guno olinyirira mukama waffe Yesu omwana wa Katonda omulamu tukwebaza mukama kubanga otusaasidde n'otusonyiwa n'otuyiwako omwoyo omutukuvu n'atuleetera otutegeera ebigambo byo era atuyambire ddala okubibuulira amawanga gonna ag'omu nsi weebale kitaffe weebale omwana weebale omwoyo omutukuvu weebale mwe mwenna eggye lya mukama bamalayika n'abaweereza bonna abeewaddeyo okuweereza enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu mu linnya lya mukama waffe Yesu amiina. Weetuulireko mwebale ofuba okujja mu budde ne ku mulundi guli mwongere yongere era mukubirize n'abooluganda abangi tukyongerera n'okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga feezi ey'okusatu Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo. Jukira mu feezi eno ey'okusatu tulabiramu ebintu bisatu Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo. Ekisooka kye twasooka okulaba Katonda engeri gye yabikulamu okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga mu bunnabbi obuli mu Bayibuli mu BC Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo era nga twalaba bingi okusingira ddala bwe twatunuulira ebisuubizo bya Katonda eby'eggwanga erijja eririna okumuweereza bwe yasuubiza abaana ba Isirayiri mu kitabo ekyokubala mu kitabo eky'amateeka esuula eyo 32 bwe yabasuubiza nti ndibakwasa okujja n'eggwanga erijja eggwanga eritamumanya era twasembayo nga tulabye
And we ended as we saw in Isaiah 19, verses 5 unto 10. And that nation he marked it with the river Nile, the source of the river Nile, the longest river in the entire world. The meaning of that river, we looked much in it in John 7, verses 37
unto 39.
That river represents the flow of the Holy Spirit.
It
right now gets a base in the nation of Uganda to flow all over the entire world to prepare them for the coming of Christ Jesus.
And
in there we see fullness of the Holy Spirit. Spirit who manifests the seven spirits of God. And they are the seven eyes of God all over the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now in that third phase, that's the brief summary of things we saw. When God revealed the call of Uganda, the prophecies within the Bible, just as it happened in the BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
the second phase we last ended seeing, when we saw how God revealed
Uganda,
the call of Uganda,
Ngaita, history,
through history which was spoken over the entire world, and based on the scriptures of truth, in those we saw how explorers searched for the river Nile and they searched for its source. And they said it took the high hope and they had much hope within it. In that place where it is sourced from, and expect a great revival to spring from there. That began in the 1800s. And they began to search in the 1900s. Praise Jesus so much. And they moved to entire Africa. And they moved on to seek for the source of that river. When they reached out to it, they said that truly we have discovered the Holy River, the Father of all rivers, the source which upholds our faith and our hope. Now we saw many things. And we reached to see how God moved on to change that glory and named Uganda the Pearl of Africa, the land flowing with the milk and honey, the glory of the entire world.
And
just as Israel was, it was the Pearl of Asia, the land which was flowing with milk and honey.
So
many things in the change of the call of the nation Uganda.
We
remained with another small aspect in the history. If we have to give you in the history of the call of the nation Uganda, the history known over the entire world,
we are
going to be seeing that aspect. And after we see right in the third phase, prophecies which have been released in the AD, right from all nations of the world and in the nation of Uganda. But let's first finish the second portion. When God revealed the call of Uganda, first through the history which is based within the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
this time we are looking at the program of bringing Israelites in Uganda. And most of those we have brought, those who came from the tribe of Benjamin.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Right now, this time, if you try to look for them, you may discover you are that yourself or another.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Because they had gotten some blackish in them. And time has passed long indeed. What caused them? They went to marry in the many other nations. After being rejected in the tribes of children of Israel, something happened that that nation, it's a nation which was fought so much. For right from the beginning, when Jacob was prophesying upon it, prophesied upon only great words. Praise Jesus so much. Now,
in
all that we're going to be looking on to is to see of that program of bringing children of Israel in the nation of Uganda. Praise Jesus so much. And they say perhaps that is their land. The new land which God had made for them.
The British Uganda program.
We call it British Uganda program. It's the head thing you have to write.
The British Uganda program.
The British Uganda program.
By the early 1990s AD.
Birobia Lukumu Rwenda Chenda AD.
Yes, it was when you
praise Jesus so much.
What you propose you?
There is that proposal.
Bringing
children of Israel in the nation of Uganda. And
they
give them a couple of miles. But most of those were in the east.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's why you see many times explorers moving up in the east. Many places they moved by. But right now we are mixed up. But that's not the major thing. But he said people who will be in that place where the river Nile springs from, those are the people I've called to do within them a distinctive work, to be a nation living in the faith and believing the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. After that heading,
what it be said, the British Uganda program.
We call it the British Uganda program.
By the early 90s.
By the early 90s.
90s, AD.
AD.
Now you will note engage.
Now you will note down that.
By the early 90s.
By the early 90s, AD.
Over Omiyaka, Puji said to Jack. It's just such a rumor.
By the early 1900, AD. There was a plan. Which was known as, let's read it in English,
British Uganda program.
The British Uganda program.
And yali proposal.
This was the proposal.
Oba yali plan, oba ikiteso.
This was a proposal.
Okuwa kubayudaya.
To giving the Jews
part of East Africa.
Part of East Africa.
Okubeira ensi yabwe mpya.
To be their homeland, a new homeland.
You can go
log in the internet, you will inquire of that. They will give it to you. Most people say
a
boss is out there in the internet.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Me too, I would
have understood like you never understood before.
And you
told the call of the nation Uganda. It was gotten from the journey of heaven, where we reveal that our home is in heaven, and we understand the entire heaven unto the above the heavens, in which we know even schemes of Satan, how we
can
build the church of Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Even the call of the nation, God revealed it, and
he
told me even many secrets like today. The call of our nation, Uganda.
We've
told him in that phase.
We look
how God revealed the call of Uganda. And he passed through the history of truth, which is based on the Holy Scriptures, which is based on the Bible.
And
then we look into this program.
The British Uganda program.
Which is known as the British Uganda program. Which happened in 1900 AD.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus so much.
But
we told you when you are noting,
what
they have first put for you there, you note down that word.
That
in the early 1900 AD, there was a plan which was known as
British Uganda Program.
The British Uganda Program.
And
this was a proposal brought
East Africa, area
to give a part of East Africa to the Jews and those known as the Israelites to be their new homeland.
But
most of them were brought, a great number indeed. But those who were brought, it's one of the tribes they segregated so much.
It
was being fought in the nation of Israel. But the reason of bringing them here, because this nation God had chosen it from the creation of heavens and earth, and he marked it with the river Nile. The source of the river Nile. And we told you those things we first saw.
There
involved much searching. That searching. And
we
were seeking for the source of the river Nile.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Program.
This program, which happened in 1900.
AD.
Those who were so much in it.
But the proposal due support from.
That was, the proposal due its support from.
To a party. There are
men.
Theodore.
Who is known as Theodore?
These were
Zionists. These were great Zionists.
They
took this program, introduced the British colonial secretary,
Joseph,
who was known as Joseph Chamberlain.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I request to write that word.
This
mission of bringing Israelites in Uganda.
It
was supported by this prominent Zionist who is known as Theodore. Theodore Azel.
He
took that program.
British colonial secretary.
And introduced it to the British colonial secretary,
Joseph Chamberlain,
who is known as Joseph Chamberlain.
Waliwo ekyali kimanyiddwanga the Israelite Zangawil.
And it was brought by the Israelite Zangawil.
And
they fought for the new nation God had promised them. It happened in the 1903 AD. And they say they take them in the new land which God had promised them. Those men, let's look and see of the Theodore. That is that man. The inscription upon him says that as early as 1903 began, the Jewish father, of modern politics, which is known as Zionism,
Theodore Azel.
He knew of the world war which was going to happen. And he had focused much on the economics and the end of it. When he knew all that, this one is the one who took proposal to the British governor, who is known as Joseph Chamberlain. And he told him, we have a new land we know of which is meant to be ours. And they request they gather Israelis from all the nations. They take them in that land. On this land, that is the British colonial secretary, who is known as Joseph Chamberlain. On this other hand, the other one on the left, that was the father of the Jews those days, who is known as Theodore. Hazel. Those are the people who brought that program. And those Israelites, most of them were brought in the part of East Africa. Basically focused at the source of the River Nile. Most of them were dropped in the East. Right now there is the creation of Uganda, where they joined up all things. Right within that place came a nation called Uganda. Why have we spoken this like this? I told you the call of the nation Uganda. All the history they have been speaking of it. But speaking in this history, most of us thought it was a joke. And we thought that perhaps they are putting upon us something God never told us. Everything being spoken of the call of Uganda is being proven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, as we see these preparations, bringing of children of Israel, the nation of Uganda, moved on through their new land flowing with milk and honey.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
It's
the reason in the short time they evolved, they changed the name of
Uganda.
These men, the explorers, when they moved to such a nation, they can call the one flow with milk and honey. When they reached the part of East Africa, where the River Nile is sourced from, it's where they focused much. When they reached the proof, indeed it's the land flowing with milk and honey. And they called it a garden.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he said it's the garden of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But all those, we want to show you why that tribe they brought, it had some blackish within them. Now it's gone on to consume them totally.
And
this we speak of today,
in
the entire world they know of it well.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. If you want to go inquire of it, move on to give you information on the call of the nation Uganda. There is an intention of God. Truly, he chose this nation of Uganda to bring revival in the entire world, to
bring
the belief and the faith of the word of God,
spearheading
preparing the entire world for the second coming of Jesus. Just as Israel prepared for his birth on earth. When we look at the book of Judges, Judges 21, we are going to see of the tribe they most brought here, the tribe of the Benjamites.
Yes, yebaziwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Baletebwa nyo mu ggwanga lino erya Uganda.
They were brought much in the nation of Uganda.
Buli ekisinga okwebuusa nti baali bawasizza okuva mu mawanga gonna ag'omu.
What surprises that married from all nations of the world.
Ekyama ekiri emabega w'okuwasa mawanga gonna ag'omu.
The secret of marriage in all nations of the world.
Nga tujja kubaamu omusaayi ogwo ogusobola okukwasaganya amawanga gonna.
We shall hold that blood which will be able to handle all nations.
Era ng'ekiriwo kiri bwe kiri.
And what is this?
Embeera gye mulaba gye tuyanirizaamu amawanga.
Question, you see how we hospitalize every nation in here. We hold blood of all the nations.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus so much. What happened in Judges 21?
Kaptandika nolo nyolusoka.
Ekyabalamuzi sula yabiri mu emu nyolusoka.
Judges 21 from verse 1.
Era abasajja ba Isirayiri bali balayidde mu Mizupa nga boogera nti tewabanga kufe alimuwa Benjamin muwalawe okumuwasa.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mubire ebyo.
In those days,
baafunamu olutalo mu bika by'abaana ba Isirayiri.
Battles among tribes of Israelites.
Oddayo n'otandika okuva mu ssuula y'11.
When you begin from verses 19.
From chapter 19.
We've reached right in the chapter 21. To show you what followed. After the fights which happened in them. They began to segregate them much. And they said they will not give them wives from the other Israelite tribes. The 11 tribes. Now these who have remained, there was a battle and most of their wives had been killed. Now it caused them to marry from all the other nations. And their color moved on to change gradually.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on with here.
Judges 21
verses 2.
Abantu nebajja ebeseri. Nebatuleyo okutuusa akawungeezi mu maaso ga Katonda. Nebayimusa amaloboozi gaabwe. Nebakaaba nnyo amaziga. Olunyo olwokusatu. Neboogera nti, Ayi Mukama Katonda. Ayi Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri. Kiki ekireese kino mu Isirayiri? Leero ekika kimu. Okubula mu Isirayiri.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mu kiseera ekyo ekika kino kyakutulibwako.
In that time this tribe was cut off. Which is known as that of the Benjamites.
Yes, he was
praise
yes.
Jesus so much.
Kyasulibwa.
And it was segregated.
And
they refused to give them wives among other tribes of Israel. But what surprises most?
It shows
that they entered much in the Africa, which was Egypt then.
Okusobola okufuna abakyala
able to get those wives.
So wajjawo okukyukakyuka ku kika kino n'enfaanana yaakyo.
The appearance of this tribe changed gradually.
Era abasinga bagamba nti
most say that
omusajja ono yasibirako Mukama waffe Yesu
omusalaba who carried the cross for Jesus
yali akiwulira nti yemuyemu Muyudaaya oba waggwana kuba yalimu oluddugavu naye.
He was a Jew or of another nation, but yet he was a black man.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
But
they knew that they segregated them and they never came out to show themselves. They used to be in them but silent.
Judges 21
verses
4. Four. Olinyo olwokutaano abaana ba Isirayiri ne boogera nti aluwa mu bika byonna ebya Isirayiri atayambuka eri ekkuŋŋaaniro eri Mukama kubanga baali balayidde ekirayiro ekikulu ku oyo atayambuka eri Mukama e Mizupa nga boogera nti talirema kuttibwa. Olinyo olw'omukaaga abaana ba Isirayiri ne bejjusa olwa Benjamin muganda waabwe. Neboogera nti waliwo ekika kimu leero ekyazikirizibwa mu Isirayiri. Olunyo olw'omusanvu. Tulibalabira tutya abakazi abo abasigaddewo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Jesus so much.
Bw'otunuulira olunyo olw'okutaano.
When you look at verse 5. They reached a time to give them daughters to marry to the Benjamites from the other 11 tribes.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
them too felt as if they had pain in their hearts. And
you
see, that too has been our clan. And all along, we got a problem in that time. Although you look at the 12 disciples, still almost one was to miss.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Still, they just chose him.
So we gain a mass because
things move on to broaden. Pass the surface of what you can get so far in the secret of the call of the nation Uganda, which is marked in the history, all over the entire world. Let's move on with here. Judges 21 verses 7.
Tuli balabira tutia bakazi ababasigaddewo kubanga twalayira mukama obutawanga kubawala baffe okubawasa.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much.
They have
taken an oath before God. And they
say,
with the 11 tribes,
we are not
going to give Benjamites our daughters and women who have remained. For men had remained, they were very many. Yet the women were very few. And then the problem came, which was very serious. And all along, this tribe remained mixed with the colors of the blacks. And in those they brought here most, there
are
those who had the blackish, not so black, but some blackish. Judges 21 verses
8.
And
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. They tried to kill these Benjamites to wipe them out. But the problem which was there, that this tribe had been proclaimed upon to be a great one from Jacob. Their forefather. Now there are inner battles which happened in them. Let's move on. We hear. Judges 21 verses 11.
Na kino kye kigambo kye munaakola. Munaazikiriza ddala buli musajja na buli mukazi eyali asuze n'omusajja. Olunyola 12. Ne balaba mwabo abaatuula mu Yabesugireyadi abawala abato 4 abataamanyanga musajja okusula naye ne babaleeta mu lususira Esiro ekiro mu nsi ya Kanani. Olinyolo 13. Awo ekibiina kyonna ne batuma ne boogera n'abaana ba Benjamin abaali mu jjinja lya Limoni ne babalangira emirembe. Olw'14. Awo Benjamin n'akomawo mu biro ebyo ne babawa abakazi be baali bawonyezza okubatta ku bakazi abeeya Besugireyadi. Era naye ne batamala bwe batyo.
Agezaako okubalondera ku bakyawanga amalala.
Wives from them from other nations.
Naye ne batabamala.
But they were not enough for them.
Katebereza amunga obadde ne kale na ne bagenda bakulondera wa kale.
Imagine of another color, they choose you wife of another color.
Kakati awo mba mugenda zaala abaana.
Are you going to give birth to those offsprings?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now, that tribe of the people we have brought,
bali bavira damu chika chine cha Benjamin.
They were coming right from the tribe of Benjamin.
Katuyongereyo uri.
Let's move on with here.
Ekyabalamuzi esula makumi abiri mu lumu olunyi lwa kumi na nnya.
Judges 21 verse 14.
Awo wa Benjamin n'akoma mu biro ebyo ne babawa abakazi be baali bawonyezza okubatta ku bakazi abeya Besukireyadi era naye ne batamala bwe batyo. Olw'ekumi n'ettaano abantu ne bejjusa olwa Benjamin kubanga Mukama yali awagudde ekituli mu bika bya Isirayiri. Olw'ekumi n'omukaaga awo abakadde b'ekibiina ne boogera nti tulirabira tutya abakazi abo abasigaddewo kubanga abakazi bazikirizibwa mu Benyamini.
Yes, he has
raised Jesus so much.
Abakazi baba Benjamin,
the women of the Benjamites,
baali babasa abasinga.
They had killed most of them.
Abasajja basigaddewo bangi.
Men had remained many.
Ne bagamba tugenda bafumira tutya abakyala.
He said, how are we going to get wives for them?
Ne batandika okuwamata mu mawanga agaali galiraanyeewo.
And they began to look from other nations neighboring them.
Munnange nno ne babafunira abakyala.
They got wives for them.
Kale kala yaabwe yakyukira ddala.
Now their color totally changed.
Tuvula tulina gwe twogerako gwe bayita Yusufu we Masiya.
That's why he's the one who speak of Joseph of Arimathea.
Yes, kulirako mukama waffe Yesu
omusalaba. He carried the cross for Jesus.
Ninga munange yali mu ruddu
gafu. But he had some blackish within them.
Era abasinga baga lwaki naye mu video balaga bwati.
Most people say, why did they show someone black in this video?
Yesu musajja yava mu kika kya Benjamin.
He came from the tribe of Benjamin.
Abayogerwako okuva ennanedda okubeera abaamaanyi.
Who has spoken of from old days to be mighty men.
Boogerwako okubanga ziwolofu.
He has spoken to be like wolves.
Era bwe baba batulambika mu Isaya
18
bagamba nti twagenda okuva ku lubereberye
ly'amaanyi
okuliwangula ebika by'abaana ba Isirayiri 11
byajoyinibwa.
Yes,
Jesus.
Ngena kugatira ebyafaayo
kwa. I'm going to join you in history right now.
Nebyawandikibwa
in scriptures and you see.
Muri nyali ya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Sikubwange naye omwoyo wa Katonda.
By the Spirit of God.
Oliokola bire ddala eggwanga.
And you'll see of that nation.
Okusinziira ku Yakobo bwe yali asabira emikisa.
According to how Jacob was blessing his children.
Yasabira bwati eggwanga lya Isirayiri eri aba Benjamin.
Blessing on the tribe of Benjamin.
Kuva eri mu lubereberye.
Right from Genesis. Let's read Genesis.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. Genesis 49. Let's read from verse
1.
Let's read Genesis
49.
Genesis, let's first read Genesis 48 from verse 1.
Lubereberye esula ya 8 olunyiri olusooka.
Genesis 48 from verse 1.
Awo lwatuuka oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne bagamba Yusufu nti laba kitaawe alwadde n'atwala naye abaana be abasajja bombi Manase ne Efulayimu. Olunyiri olw'okubiri ne bagamba Yakobo nti laba omwana wo Yusufu ajja gy'oli. Isirayiri ne yeekakabiriza n'atuula ku kitanda. Olunyi olw'okusatu Yakobo n'agamba Yusufu nti Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna yandabikira Eruzi mu nsi ya Kanani n'ampa omukisa. Olw'okuna n'agamba nti laba ndikwaza ndikwongera ndikufuula ekibiina ky'amawanga era ndiwe ezzadde lyo eririddawo ensi eno okuba obutaka obw'emirembe n'emirembe.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much.
Jacob,
out of him comes these 12 tribes, which is known as Israel.
He
was given the name of our Lord Jesus. When he had gotten sick,
when
he saw his time for leaving this world had come,
he
called the 12 tribes of the Israelites to bless them. When you enter chapter 49, verses 27, when
the
Benjamin tribe spoke this on them.
Genesis 49
from verse 27.
Benjamin gwe musege ogunyaga. Encha analyanga omuyiggo. era kawungeza n'agabananga omunyago. Olwabiri mu munaana, ebyo byonna byebika bya Isirayiri ekkumi n'ebibiri, n'ebyo kitaabwe be yababuulira n'abasabira omukisa.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus so much.
Okumuyita wolf,
to call them a wolf.
Tiyagamba nti gwina kuba guno omusego gwa.
It is going to be a physical wolf.
Omanyi amaani ga ge.
You know the strength of a wolf.
Engeri gye yigamba.
How it hunts.
Yagamba ajja kuyigaza.
He said they will be hunting.
Kiro kyonna abeere mu ntalo ze.
That night will be in his battles.
Kumakya akeere nga ali.
In the morning woke up.
Era agabireko ne baganda.
And divide to his brothers.
Kugamba yali mulwanyi.
He was a fighter.
Naye baboogera ku ggwanga
eryo
we balambika we lisisinkanibwa
kankano
we lyajja we baali transferiga okuliteeka
Bayibuli
eboogerako egamba be bantu ab'amaanyi okuva eri ku
lubereberye
katuddeyoko katonda
owulira
tuzzeeyoko kati ate mu Isaaya gye baalangirira eggwanga
lino
Isaiah 18 ndio lisoka
Isaiah 18 from verse 1
Isaiah sura ya 18 ulinyo lisoka
Isaiah 18 from verses 1
Wowe enseyo kukwakwaya okwebiwa watiro eri emitala w'emigaja kusi
omugogo gubaitako mugagwa kusi mugagwa chira
they call the river of Kush is the river Nile
ogusalamo ne kugenda kugabira mawanga
mangi which crosses move on divide for other nations
Ethiopia
Ethiopia Sudan Egypt and the many others.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
The gwange liliogerwako.
It's the nation spoken of.
Katulire.
Isaiah sura ya 18 nyolo 2.
Isaiah 18 verses 2.
Etuma babaka kunyanja mu bibaya kumazi. Yayogera nti mugende mwa babaka abangu. Eri gwange gwanvu ere gwewevu. Eri abantu ababanga abentisa kasokede babeerawo na guno gujwa. Egwanga erigera era erinyirira ddala ensi yaabwe emigga ensi yaabwe emigga gigisazeemu
praise Jesus so much
ensi eno ya Uganda
this nation of Uganda
erambikiddwa n'omugakiira
first mark with the river Nile
era erina emigga emirala mingi egisazeemu
has many other rivers crossing it
naye nga kigambibwa nti egwanga eri eri mu kifo ekyo
say that the tribe that land
ligwanga eryamaanyi era okuva ku lubereberye
nation which is powerful from the beginning
nga bwe tubatunuulidde mu lubereberye
just as we looked in the Genesis
Esure iyo eyanamu omwenda
Genesis 49
Urabi Momisa
verse 27
Bebayogera ku Benjamin
when they spoke of the Benjamites
okusobola okubeera egwanga
to be
yamani
a very powerful nation
today yoko ulire
let's get briefly back here
Luberebere esura yanamu omwenda olunyo urabi Momisa
Genesis 49 verse 27
Benjamin gwe musego ogunyaga encha nalyanga omuyigo Era kaungeza n'agabananga omunyago.
Olidde bibamwogera
ku hard what they spoke of them.
Okubeera teyagamba guno omusege gwa
kuna.
Ani amanyi kye bayita wolf.
Who knows what they call a wolf? That animal, wolf.
Eh? Okimanyi bulungi.
You know wolf?
Omanyi engeri gye kiyigamu.
You know how it hunts?
Kati ye muyiza asobola n'okugabira ku balala.
He's a hunter who can even
kill the others. Ayina omutima ogwaniriza oguyamba.
That's that part which welcomes, which helps.
Ninga tukire ebyo nakugenda mukatabo kali my African
remember
my African journey
all person go in the book of my African journey
abasajja banaba explorer bakizula ati abantu abali mu nseyo
these men explorers discovered people in that nation
abali batekeddwa mu nabasingani bwa
those who had been put there and those found there
abantu abali nembere nno
the people who had a good character
basobola okugabana ne bannabo
those who were to share with others
ninga ati abazula kino wali wayisewe bba
those who discovered this a time had passed
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kumbe mduku mulenda mwata
munane. Almost 1958.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So mubino byo nakitwagadde okubanga tukuleetira.
All this what we want to bring for you.
Ubyafayo ebyokuleeta abana ba Israeli mu gwanga lya Uganda.
Bringing Israelites in Uganda.
Chikachi te basi mukuleeta.
What tribe did they majorly bring?
Neso ngarwachi.
And the reason why did they bring them?
Bobali bachimanya nti gwange tukuvu erijja yeryo.
That the only new nation is that one.
Erange chike chali tibwa.
And the tribe which was brought.
Chechi nechaba Benjamin.
Is the tribe of the Benjamites.
Abali bali mu kale yazizenja.
Those were different colors in them.
So tumwe unya unyanga Uganda yoneri mu kale kale
zita. So in Uganda there are different colors in us. Even the language is very many in Uganda. For after marrying everywhere.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Most
people say what we are up to. We want to say all of us are Benjamites. As Ugandans.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
We may not be all of us.
But
right now, as if all of us were, for we are in the nation which is called. And it was joined to be Uganda. Those people are not easy to search and see where they are now. Accept that they brought us in Uganda, we are that. What's going to be next? The prophecy released.
Which
has been released in the AD.
Which
is still moving the entire world. It's going to mark that people expected to be with the Ark of the Covenant at being that nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The prophecy is released.
The
Ark of the Covenant is supposed to be the nation.
And
the people who have it, they took them in the east. Things are very serious.
Uganda
is still not yet serious.
But
right now, be serious. You clap your hands for yourself. For God chose you, but you have not understood Him. His operations have come from very far. Very far.
You
would have expected a bold man to come, a man with a bold head. But not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
It's
not by years, but it's upon the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And join quick something here. Genesis 49:27.
And
28.
Join
Isaiah 18. It's not something easy.
Cover
the nation. From the beginning, they proclaim to be aggressive.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
reason why now, even now, we still help nations.
And
armies
Uganda,
every nation.
Kubanga. Because
the other blood is in.
You
have to awake from that sleep. I hear
you go about David.
You have given honors
there.
In Europe, Africa, it is you.
Those
who gained them, Uganda. Having places for refugees, Uganda. Even though they are bringing from Israel right now,
they are
bringing them.
And
most of them are Benjamin to remain in different nations. Now the problem is here.
Is
Uganda saying, let me check whether it's me.
Uganda,
one Uganda is questioning whether they're the ones.
Uganda
said, yeah, I came from Rwanda.
Benjamin
are all over the entire world right now. But not what we focus much. But we look at all people, they are spirits of God. Give you history proving Uganda has that rightful call. We are not just segregate among us seeking for who are Benjamites.
We
want to give you history proving the call of Uganda, the call and the covenant, and the glory of God
on
the nation of Uganda in
Asia,
as it was on the nation of Israel in BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But when you get back in Judges, the tribe of Benjamin moved on to marry in many tribes,
from
nations of all over the world.
Their
wives who divorced went with the children of Benjamites.
When
go with your children.
But no gain another, and
you go with your children. They have spread everywhere.
But the children that is a
problem, you need to look for them, though we know it.
Their
new base is meant to be in Uganda. And most of us are here.
I don't know
whether it is you, but we are all the same. We are the holy clan, the clan of God,
to
all who decide to believe him.
But
when he speaks in Ephesians 2, 19,
right
now we are of the holy clan, we are of the household of God,
to
all who believe the Lord Jesus. Giving you that history that you can understand, but don't be there segregated in a person. If you say maybe these are not a Benjamin, maybe it's me alone.
These
private nations and clans we envy.
And
we go back to the holy clan of God.
Giving
you that to understand. Let's get back to Judges. Judges 21.
Judges chapter
21, verse 15.
Abantu ne bejjusa olwa Benjamin, kubanga Mukama yali awagudde ekituli mu bika bya Isirayiri. 16. Awo abakadde b'ekibiina ne boogera nti, tulirabira tutya abakazi abo abasigaddewo, kubanga abakazi bazikirizibwa mu Benjamin. 17. Ne boogera nti kigwana okubaawo obusika eri abo abaawona ku Benjamin. Ekika kiremu okugulibwa mu Isirayiri.
Kiremu okuwagulibwa ku Isirayiri.
May not be wiped out of Israel.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
Katuyongereyo.
Ekyabalamuzi essula ya 21, olunyo lwe 17.
Judges 21, verse 17.
Ti ne boogera nti kigwana okubaawo obusika eri abo abaawona ku Benjamin. Ekika kiremu okusangulibwa mu Isirayiri. 18. Naye tetuyinza kubawa ku bawala baffe okubawasa, kubanga abaana ba Isirayiri baali balayidde nga boogera nti, akolimirwa oyo awa Benyamini omukazi okuwasa.
Kaakati baali batukolera advantage.
Now they were making an advantage of us.
Wadde ebika 10 n'ekimu ku by'abaana ba Isirayiri.
The 11 tribes among the children of Israel.
Bagenda eri mu maaso ga Mukama ne balayira.
Before God made an oath.
Tugenda kuwa Benjamin.
We are not to give Benjamites our daughters.
Omanyezi
buko yava. You know where the source came from? When you come from chapter
19,
they prayed three times to God to fight Benjamin. And God never accepted them.
They
went back the fourth time. He told them, fight him. They insisted on wiseacking over God. That's why at the end he put pain upon their hearts. The authors have captured them now. But where the battle came from, in the beginning, Satan began to move it through these people.
Benjamin,
for
that
sake, Benjamin will be an aggressive clan,
which
will haunt for the other tribes. Eleven tribes joined forces to fight one tribe. All that we put aside, all those people who were in the 11 tribes, we don't want you to think more of that battle. Our Lord Jesus brought blood to stop all wars,
to
make us one person in Christ Jesus.
Now
we cannot hate those tribes. Right now we call all to enter the holy clan, that of the children of God, the clan of heaven. He moved to speak thanks. Judges 21, verses
19. Waliwo embaga ya Mukama buli mwaka mu Siiro, ekiri ku luuyi olw'obukiika obwa kkono obw'e Beseri, ku luuyi olw'ebuvanjuba. olw'ebuvanjuba olw'oluguudo olwa Beseri olwambuka e Sekemu ne ku luuyi olw'obukiiko obwa ddyo olw'e Lebona olunya olwabiri. Awo ne balagira abaana ba Benjamini nga boogera nti, mugende mutegeere muteegere mu nsuku z'emizabbibu.
Baabagamba buli abakyala abava mu mawanga abatoola bagenda
from other nations going for their business.
Mubateegereyo.
You go trap them in the bushes, snatch them.
Kale waaliwo okunyaga naye temugenda ne munyaga
abakalikwasa
okukola waaliwo ekizibu baganda baffe baali
batutabukidde turned against us.
Kati nga tunoonya engeri
y'okusurviva.
Ekyabalamuzi essula ya 21 olunya olwa 21.
Judges 21:21.
Mutunule era laba abawala ab'e Siiro bwe balifuluma okuzina mu mizannyo gyaffe ne mulyoka muva mu nsuku mukwate buli muntu mukazi we ku bawala b'e Siiro mugende mu nsi ya Benjamini.
Yes, he was
Jesus.
But no little bar muse.
When you look at Judges,
21.
Judges 21:21.
They
brought girls and wives from other nations. They gathered them at Silo. Those they called the slaves. Those who danced on their feasts.
Munnange ngati babagamba kati bwe mulabazi nyo
bwe when you see one dancing well
bakabubasi
banga mbenja 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 mbenja
mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja
mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja
mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja
mbenja mbenja mbenja
mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja
mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja
mbenja mbenja
mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja mbenja. You snatch away and you run with it.
Again, whoa, far away. Nina Kuan.
A chairman of the Sulam, Makumi, I really more moon your rabbit, maybe.
Judges 21:22.
Our Rudy Tuka, Bachitawe, Obama Gandababu, but what did Joku to all is that? Ne tubagamba nti mubatuwe lwakisa.
Namaze okunyaga abakyala abaana baabe
women of and the daughters of others.
Kubanga abamu baalinga babaggyeyo mu
mirembe.
Where their
fathers came to claim them.
And as you
took our daughters where?
To Basabambatu, we were
busy with kindness. Leave us these daughters.
At least
let's pay what is worthy for them.
But
don't take them away, though we chased them.
Don't
go and save others out there then.
That
after you will ask with kindness. But those ways still happen here. In some tribes in Uganda,
you find
a woman on the way, if you wrestle with her, the power you take.
Still
hump down those who hold the ancient ways. You wrestle down if you overpower. When they beat you, don't
matter.
If we don't give a challenge, you married already.
Now again,
and those going to get.
We are wasting so much money.
You know that you fight with what we see. When they overpower you, you give up on them.
Ekyabalamuzi essula ya 21 olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ebbiri.
Judges 21:22.
Kubanga tetwabanyagira buli muntu mukazi we mu ntalo, so temwaba bawa. kakano mwandizizo musango olwabiri mwesatu awo abana ba Benjamin ne bakola bwe batyo ne benyagira abakazi kwabo abaazina ng'omuwendo gwabwe bwe gwali abo be banyaga ne baddayo mu busika bwabwe ne bazimba ebibuga ne batuula omwo
ne bazimbira ddasimu ne babagenda n'abakazi
those women
kyekyabaviirako okujja mu
olubuga
era n'abalala baddugavu
ddalaaaza black.
Badala nnyo okuba nendevu wano
bakiwaliramo ddala
ne ku mbuto
bwekuti
nandiyogedde newalala naye ebirala nkujja kubisanga nabyo nja kubabuulira
ewala
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Sija kubyogera byona ali we bilala le biri
munne. Ah, that's what are in that.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So, bwechike gwanga lino.
Now that this tribe,
we tubadde tusoma program
we. We read of this program.
E manyedwa nga the British Uganda program.
The British Uganda program.
By the early 90s
AD. Early 1980.
Program eyokuleta abaisraeli abayudaya.
Program of resettling the Israelites.
Okusingira ddala bo mu kika kya Benjamin.
Mostly of the tribe of Benjamin.
Okubaleeta mu Uganda.
To bring them in Uganda.
Ensi empya.
The new land.
Okufulukuta amata n'omubisi.
Which flows with milk and honey.
Mu kifo ky'eggwanga liri lya Isirayeri.
Instead of the nation of Israel.
Asia.
Which is in the Asia.
So we omoku byafaye byamazima.
These are some of the history of truth.
Ebyava mbyandiko byamazima.
Which came from the scriptures of truth.
Ebyage na maso okwogerwa mu nsi yonna.
Kumbwa be spoken in the entire world.
Kitala kitofu egwanga lya Uganda lya
itibwa. Truly the nation of Uganda was called.
Eranga lirindiriddwamu ebi okubikulirwa okwekitalo ddala.
Awaited to bring a revelation of which is very high in the devil.
Okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya
okujjudde
okuteekateeka manga gonna olw'okudda kwa mukama waffe yesu mwagenda okunonera abatukuvu yesu yeebazibwe nnyo so mu feezi eno ey'okusatu engeri esatu katonda gye yabikulamu okuyitibwa kwa uganda tusobola okukakasa obujulizi obw'abasatu twasooka okulaba paati yasooka oba engeri eyasooka katonda bwe yabikkula okuyitibwa kwa uganda
obunnabbi
obuli mu bayibuli
mu bc
eyo paati
twagiraba
yesu yeebazibwe nnyo
paati
gye twakakomekkereza ey'okubiri
oba
engeri ey'okubiri katonda bwe yabikkula okuyitibwa kwa
uganda
ng'ayita mu
byafaayo
ebiba esingiddwa ku mazima agali mu
bayibuli
ebyo nno bye tusomye
nsuubira
owulidde ng'ebyafaayo biri mabega
w'ebyawandiikibijja
birwa muli mu byawandiikibwa
They come from these scriptures to make the history.
But
right now we go on the third phase. We
are
going to briefly study of it.
Katonda bwe yabikkula okuyitibwa kwa Uganda. Bwabikkudde okuyitibwa kwa Uganda.
How was revealed the call of Uganda?
Mu bunnabbi.
In the prophecies.
Okuyita mu baweereza abe.
Through his ministers.
Okuva mu Uganda.
From Uganda.
Ne wabweru wa Uganda.
Outside Uganda.
Mu Edi.
In Edi.
It's
the third phase. The third way.
How
God revealed the call of Uganda.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much. The third
way.
How God revealed the call of Uganda. In the prophecies. Through his ministers.
Kuva mu Uganda.
In Uganda.
Ne wabweru.
And outside Uganda.
Wabweru wa Uganda. Mu Edi.
In the Edi.
Bona bona bite bona koma ni kati kuchata.
His prophecy is not ended. It's still moving up to now.
Okuva mu mawanga gonna go.
Rise from all nations of the world.
Olaba na Afghanistan yatuma okuva mu Afghanistan n'abasindika.
In Afghanistan he sent ministers to Uganda.
Yabasindika wa Pastor Sirwada
Joseph. He sent them to Pastor Joseph Sirwada. But there are things which never moved on well. There was a lot of rebuke which was involved. Most of those which I'll bring them at the end. But
we
are going to give you a brief summary of them. On those which have revealed, or which have been revealed on the call of Uganda. Where we've looked at the revelation from Australia. And it concerns Uganda. Where they revealed that the Ark of the Covenant was meant to be here. And they expect the lampstand within Uganda, which shows the seven spirits. They expect the Ark of the Covenant right in Uganda and the lampstand. And they expect men like Moses and Elijah to be in this nation.
Amen.
But they said, and they got that money specific for that work. But as we go to hear of that, remember God says in Amos, Amos chapter 3. Let's get back those scriptures.
Amos
3:6-8. And he says he can do nothing
except
he reveals it to his prophets.
So,
now, many prophets in the AD who have come from Uganda and all over the entire world, and they bring prophecies of the call of Uganda. Let's read in Amos 3.
Amos
3:6.
Bafuire konere mu kibuga abantu ne batatia.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
Bafuire konere mu kibuga.
They sound the trumpet in the city.
Abantu ne batatia.
Yet people not get fear.
Jukira ebiri mu Isaiah 18.
Remember what in Isaiah 18?
Uli gwanga lya kufuwa konere.
The nation to sound the trumpet.
Konere yoluvanyuma.
The last trumpet.
Ngatukola gani malaiko yokonere yomusa.
Work with the angel of the seventh trumpet. Amos 3:6.
Bafuire kondere mu kibuga abantu ne batatia. Obubibu gwa ku kibuga mukama nga tabulese. Onyolo musanvu. Mazima mukama Katonda taliko kyalikola wabula nga abikulidde abaddu be bannabbi ekyama kye.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Dala kituufu.
It's true. God will never do anything except first revealed to his servants, the prophets.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now, in this third phase, we see in it three things. The witness of three of the revelation.
When
we first saw, God revealed the call of Uganda. Prophecies within the Bible, as was revealed in the BC. The second witness, how God revealed the call of Uganda when he passed through the history, which is spoken in the entire world, and based on the truth of the scriptures in the Bible. Right now, we head on the third phase, how God revealed the call of Uganda when he passes through the prophecies through his servants right from Uganda and outside Uganda in
Eddie.
Never does anything without revealing it. And this call of Uganda is not something which is surprisingly come out.
Yes, yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus.
It's
been proclaimed for a long time.
So,
even the season we are in, seasons of sitting to prove it, how we can execute this work in the name of the Lord Jesus.
When look
in Hosea 12, verses 10, you can copy on the projector. God tried to bring more visions and revelations. And he proves the same thing.
Hosea
12 from verses 10.
Era nayogeranga ne bannabbi. Era njogedde.
Era nyongedde.
Era nyongedde okwolesebwa. Era nagereranga engero mu mukono gwa bannabbi.
Yes, he was
praise really. Jesus so much. God is bright to
see.
As spoke with the prophets before. Moved to bring more visions.
Maybe
brought others in the way of the parables.
The
word parable in it is hidden much wisdom and understanding. As we've seen the history of the call of the nation Uganda.
Yes, he was really.
Praise Jesus so much. But today.
In
this third phase we're looking onto
how
God revealed the call of Uganda in the prophecies through his servants from Uganda and in the entire world. Praise Jesus so much. We are to see prophecies of 3 to 4 times which most strengthened.
Yes, he was
praise you. Jesus so much. The first of it we shall
see. Australia.
The vision of the Australians.
Uganda.
To Uganda.
We are
to look so much on it.
In 1992.
It was written in the New Vision paper, newspaper.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Australia.
Vision of the Australians.
Uganda.
On Uganda. It was written in the newspaper of the New Vision. In 1992. The other we shall see. In 1995. Apostle John Mulinde.
Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
Prayer Mountain of Uganda.
The World Trumpet Mission.
And the World Trumpet Mission.
It
was sent in the same vision. Though right now it seems to have gotten silenced. But this time it's not going to be silenced again. As we pass the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory.
And
the knowledge has empowered us and given us much authority. Right from the Holy Spirit and the armies of angels. Never to retire.
Then, the
thing you'll see in this vision,
Uganda, Johnny Kanya. Is it a Nigerian? Nigerian.
John Kanya.
Yafuno Polis, one of Uganda.
He got a vision on Uganda. And he spoke great things alone. What's most important in it?
Revival,
revival over the entire world spring from Uganda. And he says, we are going to be ahead believing and faith in the entire world. The faith which comes from hearing the word of God. He
said
we've been called
and
to high wisdom and high knowledge
and
revelation which is put in action. Which shall look much in that. We shall see the daughter of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, whom God revealed of on the call of Uganda. She began a ministry out there,
Covenant Church of All Nations.
Covenant Church of All Nations.
God
showed how Uganda is on the top, preaching the gospel. But she began, but the struggling is too much. The pastor she went to help her. I reached that the situation is not well at all on that ministry.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much. And the many others we shall see.
Let
me sample you of the Australians because of time which is
less.
And most we shall see it on Sunday.
Austrian vision.
The
Australian vision on
the
Uganda.
New vision. Saturday, November 14th, 1992.
Sir,
vision happened on Saturday.
kwe gano,
he was put in that newspaper of Saturday.
His
vision was put in the newspapers.
A new vision.
Of the new vision.
Nanya,
on the 14th
November,
of November.
1992.
The men moved a journey.
Okufida from Australia.
Right from Australia.
And
gathered all the money which needed to fulfill this call. And they came to search. That man who told of them to take this call ahead.
And
to have a high level of revelation.
They
spoke this, which I'll get explained the other time. Let's briefly pass through it.
1992. It reads, "Sir, we came to Uganda via Kenya on March 13, 1992, with many expectations, but we are leaving when totally disappointed."
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Explained
the road to Uganda and the leader. And they said, that, sir,
twice
in Uganda, we came in
Uganda
via Kenya. On the March 13th, 1992. And he said he came with many expectations.
The
expectations were very high. But they said, right now
we
are living,
disappointed.
But we are totally disappointed.
What
disappointed them much
is
to expect great things in the nation. Expect when it know of something. They
to
be the nation know nothing. Let's go to the next. That's in the letter.
1992, with many expectations. But we are leaving when totally disappointed. We are born again Christians from Austria. During our revival fellowship from Austria.
These
are born again Christians from Austria.
When
they were in the fellowship asking where revival will come from, which will help us.
When they were
in the Austria in their fellowship, God revealed them revival to come from Uganda.
He
pointed on them some things which they are meant to find in that nation. That person
is
meant to have that revelation.
He
asked me the year they came from. I think I was 5 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I was on the Jinja road. But something they never asked God, it was one thing. That person, is he old or is young?
I'm
going to show you hard things which happened on them in that moment. What caused them to lose hope even?
When
that person is an old person. I prove these words.
Me
God told them
in the journey.
Yet I
didn't
know they came, brought them in the newspapers.
He
told me he had sent people. And they spoke of the person they
saw.
God moved on, give me a vision of the ark of the covenant. How you see it here. And everything within it.
And
stand as he appeared in Israel.
You
tell me all meaning.
Nayenga.
Baba wandike eri banonya omuntu gwe baweebwa ebyo. God thought per person was given offense.
Yakubadde namanyira okukwata empola okwolesebwa. Kuba amaanyi gabaga Mukama gatukkiriza
okwolesebwa.
Kola kye nnina okukola n'ennyonnyola mu biro byakyo.
I do what I'm doing this season.
Ningenda mu maaso n'okutambula mpola n'olugendo.
Kama
bagamba yanguwa mu nga nyangu.
When God tells me move quick, I move quick. Kamula
mpola nga ntambula.
Move slow, I move slow.
Bagamba fubutuka emisinde.
When he tells you run.
Manyala yafu kutusenga.
No, he too is running too.
We had a vision about your country. We did not know even in which part of Africa Uganda was.
Bagamba.
They say.
Ndi bafuna okwolesebwa ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
The vision of the nation Uganda.
Naye nga bagamba baali tebamanyi butereevu yo Uganda ekiŋŋaanibwa.
They only knew where Uganda is found.
Tugiwulira nti eri mu Africa.
We hear it in Africa.
Nindi tumanyi nti eri
nafe. We don't know where it is.
Omanyi otandika onoonyensi nga baali bagambye nammwe temugimanyi.
Look for a country they told you don't know of it.
Nga muli omusaba Mukama. Divide the power.
Where is revival coming from?
Okumanya okujjudde kuva
ku yeri. The full knowledge is coming from where?
Kubanga bo basomanga ebyandikubanga Isaiah 19:9. Nti ensi erijjula okumanya Katonda. Nga amazzi bwe ganjala ku nnyanja. Ensi erijjula okumanya ekitiibwa kya Mukama.
Naye
nga mubuuza kiriva mu nsi
ki?
Kati bo baakwata ekibiina ky'amaanyi nnyo okuva mu mawanga
ag'enjawulo.
Ne bajoyininga nga basinzira mu Australia. Ne bagamba tusabe tubuuze. Baatandika n'okwolesebwa kwa Mukama nga bagamba mukuŋŋaanye
ssente.
Na buli kyetaagisa okukozesebwa mu
revival.
Ne bakuŋŋaanya. Baba akamala
okukuŋŋaanya.
N'abawa okwolesebwa. Nga teyakuwa muntu wabula abawererako. Nti munoonye ensi eyitibwa Uganda.
A nation called Uganda.
Eyo gye ntadde okuddizibwa obuggya.
Put revival from.
According to the vision, Uganda is a blessed country. God is in Uganda. The Lord is doing his final work here in Uganda.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus so much.
Agamba ndokusinga kukolesebwa.
Say according to that vision.
Katonda ali mu Uganda.
God is in Uganda.
Kugamba Uganda kenyini ewereddwa omukisa ogwo.
Uganda itself is blessed.
Era nga bagamba nti Katonda ali mu Uganda.
Is God is in Uganda.
Asinzira mu Uganda.
Is blessing in Uganda.
Okole omulimu ogusembayo.
Final work.
Nsi yonna.
In the entire world.
Naye nga atajjukira.
Yet remember.
Yatandika ne Isirayiri
ow'omubiri. Began with Israel physically.
Abasajja bajja ne bagamba naye bannange.
They came and they say friends.
Lwaki mwete mukitegeera?
Why don't you realize this?
Bagenda otuuka ku basyomba baffe
bangi. As they reached our pastors.
Abali mu tulo tw'emmere
ey'okulya. No worry.
Amamotoka n'amayumba.
Eating and cars and houses.
Kitwale amaanyi
gaabwe. They take power in there. They are into such things.
Abasajja basuubira ebintu ebikulu eby'okumanya n'okutegeera.
Great things of knowledge and understanding.
Bagenda otuuka awo nga ffe tuli mu byakulya na kulya amamotoka.
Eating and drinking and cars.
Nga bagamba NSC ey'omukisa.
This land is blessed.
Nga tugamba America.
We say America is what is blessed.
Bagamba Uganda mwomulino notuwa omukisa.
You're meant to bless us.
Ndi andika kati Bungereza.
That England is to bless Uganda.
Katusoma owulire.
Let's read and we hear.
Gambia kuyitiramu oko tujja kubidda mu Sunday.
I told you briefly passing through, we shall repeat next Sunday.
Uganda, the Lord is doing his final work here in Uganda. Here in Uganda exists a man who is heading this work, who is Elijah, Moses, and Eric David's throne.
Bo bagamba nti okusinza Katonda bwe yabalako omusajja oyo.
According to how God showed them that man.
Omusajja akulemberamu omulimu ogwo.
The man who is spearheading that work and leading it.
Alinga bw'olaba Uganda bye Elijah.
It's like you say Elijah.
Kiki ekyaliwo mu biro ebyo?
What happened those days?
Okulwanagana ne bannabbi b'obulimba.
Fighting with the false prophets.
Ebyo mbimanyi mu nkwe za Satan.
You know that is gift of Satan.
Yes, he was
Jesus.
Abazuba nafe kweza Satan.
We started with the schemes of Satan.
Yetusoma nga twawula omwoyo mutukuvu n'ebikolwa ebyo butuukirivu.
Started separating the Holy Spirit and works of righteousness.
Omwoyo gwa Satan n'ebikolwa byake bitali
bya kutuukirivu. From the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness.
Yetwawulira Kristo obutuufu.
Where we separate the right Christ and his church.
Bakwisa b'obulimba.
The false Christ
n'amakanisa
ga. And their churches.
Yetwawulira.
Where we separate.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
The kingdom of heaven.
N'enjiri ya Satan.
The gospels of devils.
Olutalo luli
eyo. The battles
out there. Omusajja ayinza okuba ng'alinga Elijah.
Man has to be like Elijah.
Olwanagana ne bannabbi ba Baali.
Fighting with the false prophets.
Bannabbi ba Baali.
The prophets of Baal.
Okuleeta bamalayika b'omuliro mu nsi.
Bring angels of fire in the world.
Kati abasoma naffe olugendo lw'eggulu mukimanyi lwaki tubisoma.
Journey of heaven, you know why we started that.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bange yetusoma ebibinja by'amalayika byonna.
We started all groups of angels.
Nekyo abamalayika b'omuliro nga mwebali.
Angels of fire evolved.
Abaweerezanga ne
Elijah.
Kwasomye engeri bamalayika gye bakolamu ebyamagero.
Started how angels worked miracles.
Era nga bwe byakolebwanga ne Elijah
ne Elisa. Worked with Elijah and Elisha.
Ebintu ebyo tubisoma waliwo.
Ask the Moses and Elijah. It's not us with Elijah. Two witnesses who worked in Elijah and Moses.
The
children of the anointing, the two Kelvins.
One
worked in Elijah, another in Moses.
Amen.
The same spirit they have restored.
But they seem to be a heir
of the throne of David.
The Benjamites
who are brought here.
They
have that Benjamite tribe mentality and blood in them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Jesus is
going deep.
The entire world
prophecies released.
God
join me to.
No,
God send me join all them.
In
the name of Jesus.
Also, the covenant box is supposed to be in Uganda. Ugandans are to be a special race of God, God's chosen people.
Have you heard of that
one?
They expect the covenant box,
whatever
concerns it,
to
be in Uganda.
We shall show
the ark of the covenant in the city of
God. We
show you how Moses brought its photocopy.
It appeared
and everything.
Those who
started us, the John of heaven reached that.
For
the era of Moses,
when
they brought the Ark of Covenant,
even
the lampstand too was brought.
But
we joined up all and we explained what they mean.
For
it's our work as the call of nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
I'm
giving you samples of what you have to expect.
God's chosen people. We looked for this man and failed to trace him nor the church he is heading.
They say we look for this man,
but
we have failed to trace where he is. All the church is leading.
Them
in their coming, they showed he was meant to have a ministry.
The
problem which was is to ask seasons and times.
But that
1992,
he asked me,
I was born in 1987. I was like 5 years then.
Me too,
I didn't know what was moving on.
The
Jar of Heaven began in 2005. That I begin to understand.
What
might be revealed?
As I entered Kampala,
2008,
and
all things are in here.
Told me,
go right there, we've gathered
everything.
Now I'm coming from Lugazi.
In
those days, it was known as Mukono District.
When
God showed me all those,
God
in the center prepared everything there.
Everything
will reach upon you, I told you.
It
will reach you, they will give it to you.
Until
I came, sat, waited.
And
there were tests which were involved to pass.
I held secrets
in the covenant and moving with them.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
It's
only the book of remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
According to the vision, the man is on the west part of River Nile.
It's according to the vision.
This
man in the west part of River Nile.
All
over that river, surrounding it.
When you go check me, I'm born
in Lugazi. You're close to reach the River Nile. You reach there and you see home. Most
who
have gone with you have seen home.
Where's
the river? Where is that? All over that river.
Me,
I was very young. Look for Jesus born in a city. He matured yet he's in a manger. It's not me with Jesus. Me, I'm an ambassador of Christ and I'm an apostle. I come to lead the preparation of his coming back. Renew the gospel of the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven and the righteousness.
And
the journey of heaven you hear of. To rebuild the church of Christ is saints. At this time it's not the buildings. Jesus is not
going
to come back for buildings. This church is going to come back for.
That's
why this we call it the synagogue of the church.
You
are the church, this is the synagogue, the structure. We need to build you Christ to find you without spot or wrinkle.
This is no joking matter. We did not save our money for nothing.
They say this is not a joking matter.
We did
not save our money for nothing. Ask, do they still have it? Most of those who are in this
market,
their grandchildren are in it, waiting. They tried to come on the prayer mountain. They touched some foundation. And they thought maybe it was that. They told them, give us what you have. We give you what we have. Prayer mountain,
they're
going to be finding knowledge there, which is filled.
And
as they reached there, things are moving all over the mountain, moving in tongues like that. But they will hear us and they will come. That's why Christ prepare all foundations well.
And
don't want them to find chaos in us.
All awaited
us all long. This time though we had gotten scorned. This time it's going to pass away. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
We were surprised that none of the people we asked knew anything, neither the pastors we approached.
They tried to reach different pastors, and they asked of different people.
They've
gotten surprised.
So
people in that nation know nothing. Not even the pastors they asked from.
We therefore request that whomever knows anything about this man, or his church, or the man himself, to contact us at the address below.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus so much. They requested and said,
any
person knowing about that man, or his church, just as they knew it by then.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus so much.
All
that man himself,
to
contact us on this address, we are not going to give it to you.
Amen.
You go look for them.
And Amo Klein, August 14 to 36, Postfach, 67A1591, Vienna, Austria.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Uganda.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
You
look for them.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Address.
That address, this time it's not on.
For
many
of
you, conmen had gone on it and they put it off.
When
they had that gathered money. Anytime we shall discover them. Most of it is come see next Sunday. You come early and we don't take much time. But we have two services. God bless you. Thank you for coming.